When Grandma Got Sick by Marvin D. Cummings. A true story. I call to remembrance the faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. When I was 7 years old, my grandma became very frail. Mom and Dad worried that Grandma couldn't cook for herself. They worried that she would fall down the steps of her porch and not be able to get up. Dad said, when people get old, sometimes their bones break easily. Grandma was very old. That was why Mom and Dad worried about her. One night they talked about Grandma. They talked way past my bedtime and thought that I was asleep. I couldn't sleep because I was worried about Grandma too. I didn't want her to get hurt. I wanted to play Old Maid, a matching game played with special cards, with her as we always did. She was the best Old Maid player ever. She nearly always won, except when she let me win. I knew she let me win, because she'd always say, "Everyone needs to be a winner." One time I think I really beat her in a game of Old Maid. When she got the Old Maid, she squealed and laughed so hard, and she called me a little stinker. I laughed because it made her laugh more. I love to hear her laugh. "We're moving to Grandma's house," Dad told me the next morning. "Grandma's house?" I asked. "That's right, we're moving in 2 weeks." "Hooray, we're going to Grandma's house," I shouted. I ran into the bedroom where my two younger brothers were still sleeping. I pulled their covers off and yelled at the top of my lungs, "We're going to move to Grandma's house!" They woke up and rubbed their eyes. "Huh?" was all they said. I hurried off to tell my baby sister. She gooed and made funny gurgling sounds. Then she squealed really loud and threw her pink piggy rattle out of the crib so that I would fetch it for her. I picked up the rattle and put it in her hand. She said, "Grandma!" No one believed that she said it, but I know what I heard. Grandma's house was big enough for her and my whole family to live in. We pulled into our driveway and unloaded all her stuff. I went running into the kitchen, where she nearly always was cooking something good to eat. She wasn't there. I ran into the living room that had Grandpa's picture hanging above the fireplace. She wasn't there either. I ran out of the living room and right into Daddy's legs. "Hold on, sweetheart," he said. "Where are you going so fast?" "I'm looking for Grandma. I can't find her." "Come with me, sweetheart. I'll show you where she is." Dad took me to Grandma's bedroom. She was asleep in her big, shiny brass bed. I started to talk to her. "Gran, shh," Daddy whispered. "Grandma needs a rest." "Will she be able to play Old Maid with me, Daddy?" I asked in my softest voice. "I think she might like that, sweetheart. I think she would like that a whole lot." And that's what we did, Grandma and I. She couldn't get out of bed much, so I brought the Old Maid cards to her. I'd climb up the post of her big brass bed. Then I'd smooth out the quilt that she said was made from pieces of Grandpa's old wool plaid shirts. Then we played Old Maid until we both fell asleep. On the very last game I was ever to play with Grandma, she squealed really loud and laughed because she got the Old Maid. She called me a little stinker. Then she gave me a big hug and said, "You're the winner, my little darling. You're the winner." Sidebar. Grandmothers. My grandmother loved her grandchildren and was always happy to see me and make me feel important. When I was 9 years old, she came to live with my family. She talked to us about choosing the right and about eternal life. I learned that life is more than this life. She wrote this poem called Recompense. Have you sat at the bedside of some loved one, your best friend, hoping, praying, watching, waiting, then been told it is the end? If you have, then don't feel bitter. Learn to say, "Thy will be done." Help me, Father, in my sorrow. Help me till new faith I've won. Then you'll feel the soothing influence of His Spirit from above. Know that He is watching o'er you. Know His heart is filled with love. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the 70, from The Friend of November 1994, page 7. End of the story, When Grandma Got Sick, by Marvin D. Cummings. The Boy with an Evil Spirit, Chapter 33. One day when some people came to Jesus and His disciples, one of them asked the Savior to help his son. The man had already asked the disciples to heal his son, but they could not. The son had an evil spirit in him that made him hurt himself. Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 18. Jesus had the man get his son. When the boy came, the evil spirit made him fall to the ground. Mark chapter 9, verses 19 through 20. When the Savior asked how long the evil spirit had been in the boy, he was told that it had been in him since he was a child. Mark chapter 9, verse 21. Jesus said that he could heal the son if the father had faith. The father began to cry. He said that he had faith. Mark chapter 9, verses 23 through 24. Jesus commanded the evil spirit to come out of the boy and to never go into him again. The evil spirit was angry. It hurt the boy again. Then it obeyed Jesus and came out of the boy. Mark chapter 9, verses 25 through 26. The boy was so quiet that many people said that he was dead, but Jesus took his hand and helped him stand up. He was healed. The evil spirit was gone. Mark chapter 9, verses 26 through 27. Later, the disciples asked Jesus why they had not been able to make the evil spirit go out of the boy. Jesus told them that to make the evil spirit go out, they should have fasted and prayed for more faith. Matthew chapter 17, verses 20 through 21, Mark chapter 9, verses 28 through 29. End of the article, The Boy with an Evil Spirit.